Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
Cheers, Rock Alternative 95X, Kings of Leon, Reverend. It's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. Joe Stanley is here. This is Legal Tuesday brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe probably hears things in the studio that should not be allowed to be heard.
I can't believe that we don't have our award here to show Joe.
We won.
I'll be right back.
The official milkshake competition at the New York State Fair. For 2017.
What does that entitle you?
We took on, there was only one other radio station, and that was our sister station across the hall, 93Q. So they were part of it.
Lightweight.
And then all the television stations were there. News Channel 9, CNY Central, Spectrum. There was a bunch of teams, and we all had to make a milkshake. Well, Shannon and I made the best milkshake. We won the competition. And the other television station were very angry. There's the trophy right there in front of you. Look at that.
That's very impressive.
So, Joe Stanley, when you come on to the Morning Mess and you do this, you are now on an award-winning morning show. How about that?
Wow. You even got a card with a recipe on it.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I'm
going
to take
now,
that. Wow.
If you want to, like, you can make that. If you want to change the apple cider.
And
you
want to put hard apple cider?
Go with a 1911 hard apple cider if you want. Then you can spike the milkshake. If you wanted the original, there you go. Try that.
That is a very interesting. I would never mix these things together.
It was good.
Neither would we. That's why we're the morning mess.
Okay.
People ask what's in it. We're like, we don't know. We just kind of came up with a list last minute. We threw it together last second, and we won the milkshake competition at the New York State Fair.
It's a lot like you're cooking at the cookout.
Yep.
It's just a lot
That's
like
exactly what he said.
Can I just say that television stations don't like losing to radio stations. They got very angry when we beat them.
Yeah.
Look at Joe's even keeping the recipe.
I'm going to keep that recipe because people won't believe me if I told them those ingredients. If I tell them those ingredients, you should put those in a milkshake, they're going to say, what?
It
Perfect
was good.
For fall right
it
there.
Was so good.
Make some at the Stanley Law Office and let me know what your staff thinks,
right.
Okay?
Yep.
Oh, we can make them for you.
Yeah.
If you want, and then we can get the award winning.
You want us to come over and have a milkshake day?
Yeah, well, what the heck if you guys want to come over and have a milkshake day? Sure, my staff, I'm sure, would love it. No hard cider, though. There's
no hard cider
for this
Don't
guy.
Go with a 1911 cider
no,
on that
no,
one?
No, none of that.
No.
Joe Stanley's here. Questions, 315-629-9570. This is Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe. How can he reach you at the office, Joe?
Sure, stanleylawoffices.com. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com, and the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
So legal questions happen all the time. Things pop up in your life where you need some legal advice. This is when we try to help you out, and we got our first question.
My husband's covered under my health care plan with my employer. He doesn't participate in health care through his employer. He's healthy, has no medical issues, not a smoker, blah, blah, blah. His employer is making it mandatory to participate in a health fair at work and forcing him to sign a HIPAA waiver for a third-party company. Is it legal for his company to do this if he does not have health insurance through the employer and that there's no business need for it because he doesn't work in the healthcare industry?
So as I understand it, they're making him go to a health fair to be checked out. I guess that's...
And sign a HIPAA waiver for a third-party company.
Well, the HIPAA waiver means so that they can do things to you or test you and ask you for information and I guess get access to your records.
Doesn't make sense if they're not insuring him, though, does it?
No, I don't even know. Your employer can only make you have medical treatment for specific reasons. So my answer, and giving HIPAA authorizations to third-party entities that you're not sure of or not, you know, you shouldn't have to be obligated to do that. So the answer is you probably can't be forced to do it. The question is, again, what's the remedy, and you know, what's the situation with your employer if you don't do it? You know, the employers sometimes try to impose things that they shouldn't, and then if you don't cooperate, if you give them a hard time, then you're on the, you know, you're at the bottom of the crap list, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I guess if they send me an email with a little more details, there's got to be some written information they gave him, and I can look it over and see if it's really elective. Does he have to do it? You know, unless it's really associated with the job, and it's, as she said, unless it's critical to the work, you shouldn't have to be required to go to any health care unless you want to.
Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe if you feel more comfortable. Reach out to Joe at the office. And Joe, how can they do that?
Sure, stanleylawoffices.com. 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number, and my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
I know it's a little late today because it's, you know, the day after Labor Day. It feels like a Monday, but it's really a Tuesday.
First day of school for some kids.
Let's see, we got one more question for Joe.
Can I file bankruptcy? I have $30,000 debt and being harassed by collections institutions every day of my life. It panics me. Emotionally and physically, I'm drained. I don't have a job. How can I get rid of them? Assistance needed. Thanks. Mark from Phoenix.
Well, Mark, you can file bankruptcy, and you know, as long as you haven't done it within so many years and it makes sense for you.
No, Joe, a quick question on that. Have they changed over the last few years the policy of when you can file for bankruptcy? Has the whole thing changed a little bit?
Well, it's the requirements for and how many times you can and what are your benefits. I mean, there's a Chapter 7, which is liquidation. There's a Chapter 13, which is, you know, just reorganization for individuals. So the rules are out there. And the question is, does it make sense even to file bankruptcy if you don't have any assets? That's another question. At some point, though, you should talk to a bankruptcy lawyer and have them go over your options to make sense for you. Because if you don't have a job and you don't have any assets, the collection people are never going to get anything. And so just filing bankruptcy to make them go away isn't a point. But if they get judgments against you and then you do end up getting a job or property, then you would have to file bankruptcy. So it's a question that you should get, talk to a bankruptcy lawyer. And if you need a couple names, you can send me an email and I'll tell you some names.
95X, you're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question real quick?
Hi, Mr. Stanley. My name's Bob. Back in 88, we were in a fatal head-on collision. Our no-fault insurance didn't pay our medical bills. My wife's legs about cut off. Crushed vertebrae in my back. There was a $60 million lawsuit against General Motors. Our attorneys at the time missed out on that. Years ago, one of my friends, Reliance Insurance Company, went into liquidation. I didn't know anything about it. He ended up giving me his paperwork because he never had a claim with him. So I filed for $150,000 on the liquidation. They accepted my claim. Everything was going good. 2014, I got a letter from him where I needed to recertify with all my medical bills. Well, we hadn't been going to a doctor. We couldn't afford it. So I, after like my second letter, I called him up and I said, well, it says here I need to recertify. She goes, yep, you're all set. I go, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, you just recertified by phone. I'm like, okay, great. When is this going to settle out? She goes, 2016. I'm like, okay. So I didn't hear no more. So, 2017 rolls along. I called them up and they said because I didn't recertify in 2014, they took me off the list. Anything I can do about that?
This filing, which goes way back, Reliance was an insurance company for who? The car that hit you? The no fault?
That was our no-fault carrier. They didn't pay our medical bills.
Okay, so the reason they didn't pay your medical bills was not because of anything you did. They went bankrupt?
No, they sent us to one of their doctors who said we no longer needed medical treatment. My wife still had to have surgery to have a screw taken out of her ankle.
All right. And so
we had another 2 years of physical therapy after a year in a wheelchair.
Well, see, if they were still in business then, you're obligated to contest those within 6 years. It's because it's a contract case. So I don't know. Procedurally, I don't know how you filed a claim and that's still in existence. I have no Reliance. I think they did go in a receivership. And the receiverships for insurance companies in New York are run by the New York State Insurance Department. That's a very complicated question. If you want to send me an email, because some of that doesn't make sense to me. Maybe if you got some of the paperwork I could see, because I've dealt with the receiverships, I've dealt with these, you know, no-fault carriers just cut you off, but you have to litigate those. We do those all the time. So I don't even know how you would have a claim if it was never litigated. That's why I have so there's something I don't see or I don't understand. So joe@stanleylawoffices.com, you can send me an email and I'll look at it and tell you what I think.
Yeah, Bob, reach out to Joe and he'll let you know. Okay, buddy?
I will. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Joe Stanley is here, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. We're out of time. Good questions, though. You can always reach out to Joe. Don't go alone. Contact Joe at the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, one more time, how can I do that, bud?
Sure. My email, again, is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Stanleylawoffices.com is the website. And the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
And we'll do it again next week with more questions for Joe Stanley. Thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to the milkshake party at your office now.
I'm going to tell you. Listen, don't make those promises because you guys are going to have to show up someday and they'll all be there waiting for you, asking for autographs.
Just don't let Marty use the blender. That's bad.
That's the Carm Apple Mess Shake.
Does he have to wash his hands first?
No.
I took the blender off and three quarters of the milkshake
went
all over the table.
And the bottom fell off and everywhere.
I told you I'm an idiot, Joe. I don't deny it. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you next week.